As the Lord Jesus Christ took his place upon the earth, what we're seeing is a picture of the Lord acting as a witness to the truth. Witness to the truth. Jesus Christ had divorced himself from everything that pertains to himself, to his life upon the earth. He had divorced himself from religious beliefs and stood purely as a vessel testifying of the truth. He became a witness of the truth. While speaking to Pontius Pilate, he said, I testify of the truth. The truth. That is what his mission was here upon the earth, to testify concerning the truth. One will ask, what is the truth? What is this thing called truth? That's the same question that Pontius Pilate asked Jesus. What is truth? What is truth? Truth only speaks about originality. Truth is that which is from God's perspective, the way God sees things, the way God perceives things. That is truth. So Jesus Christ, as the light of the world, stood in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation as a witness of the truth, as a light shining in a dark place. A dark place because of spiritual ignorance that envelopes this realm called the world. Spiritual ignorance. So Jesus Christ was a witness, and we saw the path of glorification that he took because he stood for the truth. Those of us who hear truth today, those of us who are able to receive or to hear what the Spirit says. Now, the Spirit is one Spirit, and that is the Spirit of the Lord. That is the gift that the Lord has given to the whole of mankind today. The gift of God is the ability to hear and to see. That is the gift of God. Because your ability to hear and to see truth is where the healing lies. It's where your liberation comes. It's where your glorification comes. Your ability to receive this truth and to walk in this truth. That's why he gives you, he calls it the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth has been sent to us to testify of the truth, revealing to us the heartbeat of the Father. Praise God. That knowledge which we have down here in this world is simply knowledge of men that has got nothing to do with the Father. It's darkened the darkened minds of men. The princes of this age. Princes of this age are men. The wisdom, the intellectual wisdom, and everything that is of man apparently does not realize that realm that is God's. See, the Spirit is revealing to us there is another dimension, there is another realm. There is a world that is hidden from the view of this world. There is a realm, a dimension. There is life that this world is not aware of. There is a realm of unlimited favor. A realm of, you know, unlimited peace. A realm where a man rules and reigns absolute, without lack of everything. And that is God's world. That is God's realm. That is God's world. And that is where God placed each and every one of us from the beginning. Now, God has no hand in man's, you know, groping in the darkness. Along the line, man has been deceived. See it, and he has been intertwined in a system where there is no knowledge of truth. See, the fact that you are born with a flesh body does not automatically make you a creature of the dust. What makes you a creature of the dust is your conformation, is the instruction, the knowledge that has fed you and instructed you from the day you came out in this world. Had it been that you were instructed in the things of the Spirit from the day you came into this world, you probably would be walking in the glorious liberty of the Son of God. But the moment a man enters into this realm, into this world, his understanding is veiled and darkened by the teachings from the princes of this age. From the systems of men, the dragon. So men grope on in darkness and they are unaware of the unlimited, you know, resources at their disposal in God. Man goes about in sense of lack and in want and in fear of tomorrow and in, you know, in tribulation simply because he's veiled from the truth. He's veiled that in reality, his inheritance is in God. He's part and parcel of God. Oh, hallelujah. So Jesus Christ comes to testify of the truth. The truth, the way it is. Hallelujah. He stood as a true witness in this generation. Praise God. Anybody who receives the truth stands as a witness in this generation, illuminating a dark world. Oh, praise God. That is our calling. You receive the truth. You walk in the truth. Jesus Christ says, walk in the light while you have the light, so that you become sons of the light. Sons of God, light beings. While you have the revelation, walk in it. Exercise yourself in this revelation and walk in it. Oh, praise God. True witnesses. That is what we are in the midst of a perverse generation. Oh, hallelujah. And God wants us to take our place and stand. Take our place and stand as true witnesses for all men to see the light and to glorify God. You glorify God by submitting yourself to God, by submitting yourself to the truth. That's how you glorify God. Praise God. Through worship, through praise, honoring God, doing the things that please Him, is simply walking in the truth. See, it is not about forming big churches. It's not about, you know, doing various acts of religious acts or whatever. It's simply hearing the truth and conforming yourself to the truth. That is true worship. That is what, you know, honors the Lord. Oh, praise God. So we saw the path of Jesus as a true witness of God. How he was received by many. How he was rejected by many. Particularly among the learned, the wise of this age. they were not in the position to receive that message that Jesus Christ brought. Of course, we know by now that same path Jesus Christ walked is the same path that every man who follows the truth will walk. Because Jesus Christ remains a standard and a parable of you and I. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. If you go quickly to the book of Genesis, I will not read it because of time. You examine the story of Lot. You will discover that the Lord sent two angels to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Praise God. Now, if you are spiritually alert, you will understand that those two angels that the Lord sent to the spirit to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah represent you and I today. Anybody who stands for the truth appears as the two witnesses before the nations of the earth. Oh, hallelujah. All the two witnesses do is to act as couriers of the thought of God. All the two witnesses do is to act as messengers of the living God. They have no life of their own. See it? They do not receive glory from men, neither do they receive honor from men. Their glorification and their honor come from the Father. Praise God. All they simply do is stand as witnesses in the perverse generation, in an adulterous and perverse generation. That is all the two witnesses stand do. Praise God. And we saw what happened to Lot as Lot received these two witnesses. Oh, hallelujah. As Lot received these two witnesses, he actually embraced the grace of God unto life. Likewise, manner, when we stand in the truth, in the revelation light of Christ, and we walk in the Spirit, and you know, make our place in the Spirit and remain in the Spirit faithfully, we become life givers and deliverers to those who receive us. Hallelujah. Because those two angels simply represent you and I, the body of Christ. Jesus Christ, in the days of his ministry, acted as those two angels, testifying of the truth. Revealing the message of the Father. For Jesus Christ says that he only speaks what he hears the Father says. Not what his mind says as a man. Not what his Hebrew religion taught him about. Rather, he speaks what he hears from the Spirit of the Father, from the depths of God. That is truth. He testifies of that. And he walks in that. Because Jesus Christ walks in the revelation of the way he is known of the Father, which is in the Spirit. So he acts as a witness. He is an embodiment of the two witnesses upon the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Revealing the invisible and incorruptible God, who is the only one that has been to a crooked and perverse generation. Hallelujah. So we see Lot receive these two witnesses. The Bible says that he fellowshiped with them. He ate bread with them. And when the day dawned, he was liberated. But those who stood against these two witnesses, the Bible says that they were smitten with blindness. Blindness. Those who tried to defile the two witnesses by entering into the house were smitten with blindness. Which talks of spiritual ignorance. When a man refuses the truth, when a man rebels against the truth, he receives greater darkness. And when you receive greater darkness, it talks of greater unbelief, a greater sense of separation between you and God. See it? Greater separation from your inheritance in the kingdom of light. Greater tribulation. Greater anguish of soul. A sinking further into the pit of hell. Greater sorrows. Oh, hallelujah. And at the end of the day, these ones were consumed by brimstone and fire, which is an allegory of the lake of fire. Oh, praise God. This is the consequence of rejecting the testimony of the witness of God in this hour. So we see two generations here. Lot was liberated. He was taken up, set free to go out of the city into the everlasting hills. The angels told him, flee to the high mountains. Escape for your life. While the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, who rejected, who rebelled, who tried to dishonor the messengers of God, plunged into destruction. Spiritual blindness and destruction. Oh, praise God. Now, these are things that occur spiritually. When the message of the kingdom goes forth, first of all, we must submit to the witness of God in this hour. First of all, we must recognize that individually we are that city. Individually we are that house. And we must allow the Spirit of Christ rule in us. We must submit ourselves to Christ. We must submit ourselves to the truth. We must deny ourselves. He must increase in us. Hallelujah. As the light shines, the revelation of Christ comes from above, we are admonished to lay down our lives and let the living one, that is Christ, the Spirit, take control. See, it's patience. See, it's patience in confirmation. We have to eat that bread within our houses, within our temples, within this city, within this house here. We must eat that unleavened bread, which is the truth. The truth from the heart of the Father. No leaven. Means no lie, no spiritual lie, no carnality, no knowledge of man in that bread, but truth. The sincere word that is able to save our soul. We must have that fellowship going on within us. That's why Jesus says, I knock on your door. Anyone who opens up and allows me in, I will enter into sup with him. Hallelujah. So first of all, we must individually allow the Spirit of truth take a hold on us. We must allow ourselves to begin to walk by the Spirit according to Christ. Let go of the vanities of this age. Let go of the lie. And take a hold on the truth. Begin to walk in the Spirit. Begin to walk in relation to the Father. And begin to walk in the revelation of the Son of God that you are. Oh, praise God. Then you can act as a witness when your obedience is complete in Christ. Hallelujah. When every rule, every dominion, everything in you is brought under control, under the submission of Christ, then you become a perfect witness upon the earth, revealing the glory of God before people. And hallelujah. And those who receive you, salvation unto them. And those who reject you have the wrath of God to contend with. Praise God. In this very day, when you act as a witness, you do not go about condemning people. All you do is simply manifest the love of God. For God is love. Praise God. It is not in the place of the Son of God to seek judgment of people. Jesus Christ says, I do not judge anybody, but my word will judge you on the last day. It is not in our position, it's not our, how to put it, our jurisdiction to go about judging people or seeking to punish people, but rather to manifest the love of God. Praise God. When we stand as the two witnesses, we are like just two angels that enter into the city to do this great work of the Lord. Praise God. Simply to deliver the message of the Lord. Simply to do the work of the Lord. Simply to manifest the will of the Lord upon the earth. Praise God. And I tell you, the Lord says that I have not come upon the earth to bring peace, but rather a sword. Hallelujah. The word of God will act as a double-edged sword. And it's great tribulation, anguish of soul, for those who reject what God is doing in this hour. Hallelujah. That is why it's good to just obey Him. Ask for the grace to be submissive. Say it, and so that you can enter into your rest. Enter into glory. You can, you know, ascend up into the everlasting hills to enjoy the pleasures of God, eternal pleasures of God, and peace, and all power, and all glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So we must understand that when you see those two witnesses in the story of Lot, God is referring to you and I. If you go quickly to the book of Luke chapter 10, this is Jesus Christ sending out 70 disciples. The Bible says that He sent them out in twos, two by twos, into the cities that He was about to enter into. Praise God. Luke chapter 10 verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed over 70 also, and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. Therefore said He unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He should send forth laborers into His harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house, remain eating, drinking, such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and you to whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as they set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto you, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto thee. But into whatever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out onto the streets of the same, and say, even that very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be you sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. let's pause there for 1 minute. Jesus Christ sending out 70 disciples to go into the cities that he himself was to come into. See, before his appearance, he always sends his two witnesses. There's great spiritual truth here. Hallelujah. The two witnesses is the word and the spirit, which also can be embodied in men who go forth announcing the evangel. Praise God. We must understand that Jesus Christ sends these two witnesses ahead of him into every place he's about to appear into. Now we must understand that Jesus Christ in this context represents the Spirit. He represents the Lord from heaven. He represents the Alpha and the Omega. He represents the true creature of God. He represents the true witness. He represents him that lives forever. He represents the I am. He represents the one by whom everything in heaven and on earth, you know, is, was created, and is maintained. He represents the true God and eternal life. The one in whom is invested the fullness of the Godhead. That is Christ in this context. And in every city that he is to appear, he sends forth his two witnesses to prepare the way. Oh, hallelujah. Many of us have heard of the coming of the Lord. There are many, many theories of the coming of the Lord. Praise God. But we must understand that the coming of the Lord, that is the coming of the Lord from heaven, the revelation of the Alpha and the Omega, the revelation of Christ, the second coming of Christ, is an event that occurs again and again and again, from generation to generation. It's something both present and continuous. Praise God. Somebody in this moment, in some kind of corner in Japan, is receiving these two witnesses, and Christ is being formed in him. Somebody in Africa, in some little remote village, is receiving these two witnesses, and Christ is being formed in him. Somebody in some city in America in this very moment is receiving this message, this revelation from above, revealing the truth, and Christ is being formed in him. If something has happened before in the past, see, Paul received the good tidings, he understood it, and he allowed this seed to bring forth good fruit. In likewise manner, the coming of Christ is an event, or that coming of Christ is much, you know, talked about all over the world, is something that occurs within us, brethren. First of all, you receive this witness from above. First of all, you receive this spiritual witness from above, testifying concerning the truth. Oh, hallelujah. Receive this witness which speaks the truth that proceeds forth from the Father. Oh, hallelujah. And brethren, all that the Father wants you to know is that you are created in his image and his likeness. All that the Father wants you to know is your perfection. Hallelujah. Your oneness with him. He wants you to awaken to realize that the way he is the way you are, that you are one indivisible being with him. He wants you to awaken to this truth. Oh, hallelujah. He wants you to awaken to that true image that you truly are. It's inside you. It has been lying dormant because, you know, we were enveloped with the darkness of this age. There was a veil over the mind of our understanding. The God of this world had blinded our understanding. But right now, we receive the two witnesses, the witnesses, and it rips off this veil. Oh, hallelujah. The two witnesses come into our house and they eat with us, and they bring healing to us, deliverance to us. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you whole. The truth will set you free. It will make you free, so you can go forth as the, you know, into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. So you can go forth into the everlasting hills of the Lord and sing in the freedom of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Free from a corruptible nature. Free from, you know, every sense of condemnation. Free from a poverty consciousness. Free from fear, worries about tomorrow. Totally free, liberated from all the darkness and the death that is in this age. As you receive these two witnesses into your house. These are the two witnesses that were sent. Hallelujah. Anywhere that the Lord is to appear, the Lord appears in you. Praise God. The Lord manifests himself in you as you receive the truth. That is the second coming of the Lord. Praise God. Never expect something to happen in the sky. Never expect something to happen in Jerusalem. Stop looking outside for signs. Recognize the truth. Receive the truth, the testimony from above. The testimony revealing in you Christ, the Son of God. Christ, the incorruptible, immortal King of glory. Oh, hallelujah. Awake from this reality. Let the veils fall off your eyes. Oh, praise God. So any man that receives this witness from above shall be healed. But any man that rejects it has the wrath of God to contend with. For we know that this whole world is reserved for judgment by the Son of God. For the Son of God is going to bring about conviction of sin. He's going to bring about what? Conviction of sin. Upon those who rebel against the truth. Upon the souls of those who rebel against the truth, who reject the truth to hold on to the lie, it is torment upon their souls. No rest day and night. Anguish of soul. Because that which is hidden is finally brought to light, and they no more have any excuse. Hallelujah. It's a dreadful thing to fall in the hand of the Lord. See it. When a man sees the truth and stands before the truth and rejects it, he can never know peace anymore. See it. He has the flaming fire of God to contend with. See it. His faith is reduced. His condition worsens. Oh, hallelujah. And even it becomes even more and more difficult to embrace the truth once you've heard it and rejected it. I'm not saying that you cannot. See, because the grace of God never ends. See, but when you reject the truth, when you hear the truth, it's good to call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord, while he may be found. Because the days come where you think that he's nowhere to be found. The days come where there's a kind of brass sky between you and God, and you think that God has left you, and you think that you are abandoned forever. It's a very terrible feeling, brethren. That's why it's good to call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found. Right now, when you hear the truth, see, to repent, humble yourself where you are, receive the word that is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says that it's going to be more terrible for the city of, you see, than it was for the city of, you know, Tyre and Sidon, who were judged by God. Also, he talked about the, you know, the cities that were overthrown, like, you know, Capernaum. It's another city that was overthrown by God in the past, destroyed, leveled. He talks of the leveling that occurs at the appearing of Jesus, the great conviction of sin for those who stand against the truth. Oh, praise God. It's very, very important that we know what we are doing. See, because the grace of God that is able to bring salvation has appeared once and for all, for all men to embrace so that they may be saved. There is no greater grace than this. There is no greater love than this. See, we might just want to sit in silence. Sit and imagine many, many people who have gone the wrong way. And imagine this grace that is standing before us today. I just want to sit in silence and imagine this great love that the Father has loved us with, that we can hear such things. Because it's only this revelation, receiving the truth from above, that can bring about this salvation that we are seeking. As we hear the truth, we are called upon to live sober lives. See, godly lives, not religious life, godly lives. We talk of life in the spirit. See it. Awake to righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Go down to verse Luke chapter 10, verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him He that despiseth me, despiseth him, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me, and he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. I'll just repeat that. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me, and he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. Oh, hallelujah. Are you listening? When we reject the word of the true witness, how do we reject it? See, now, receiving the word of the true witnesses, or the witness of God, the messengers of God, is not about preaching it. It's not about writing books. It's not about joining end time groups. Rather, it's about conforming ourselves to the truth. As we receive this word, it's supposed to convert us. See, as we receive this witness, it's like a mirror is placed before us to see our true image. And God expects that we are all conformed back to the image of Christ. Meaning that we all begin to walk in the Spirit. We begin to walk according to the revelation light that is shining forth now. And let go of the old, outer, corruptible life of the flesh. See it. Oh, hallelujah. Because of a humbling. Patient conformation. Patient. See, sowing to the Spirit and patiently waiting. See, this is the good will of God. Praise God that we hear the truth. Not just become hearers, but doers. So he says that those that hear you, hear me. And when we hear him, we're actually hearing the Father. The Father is not giving us truth from heaven in this hour to increase knowledge, but rather to increase in the truth. That Christ be formed in us. That is the will of God. Now those of us, anyone who despises the testimony of the true witness, despises the Lord, despises the Father, despises the truth from above. See it, and see, this is the only thing that cannot be forgiven. Now, when you turn your back on the truth, when you turn your back on the truth, it's like turning your back on the salvation of the Lord. See, and this is the only sin that cannot be forgiven, because as long as your back is turned, as long as you refuse to hear the truth, as long as you refuse to receive the witness, the true witness, it's like shutting your door to God's kingdom. You are shutting the door into that salvation that many have sought after for many years. See, you despise the Lord by continuing on in the flesh, by continuing in the lie, by continuing on in mortality, by continuing on in the ways of men. That's how you despise it. That's how you reject it. Praise God. And when you reject the grace of God, you can only expect greater tribulation, a greater sense of separation, greater fears and horrors. Horrors. I definitely don't want to be part of that kind of thing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So let us receive this witness from heaven, you know, faithfully and patiently conform ourselves to it, so that in due season we all can also reveal ourselves as the two witnesses of God before a perverse and dark generation. Become the light of the world, the messengers of God. Hallelujah. Preparing the way of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Now let's see what happens when the disciples return back from their mission. Luke chapter 10, verse 7. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Praise God. Now let's stop there. Hallelujah. Now you see Jesus Christ, he says you should not rejoice that, you know, spirits are submit to you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Praise God. Meaning that rejoice that you rediscovered yourself in Christ. Rejoice that you've rediscovered yourself in the living one. Because that is the only thing that will endure forever. See, that is what we should strive for, to have our names written there and to remain there eternally. Oh, hallelujah. See, to be found in him. Praise God. That should be the goal. See, at times we get carried away with ministry, want to do works for the Lord. I will get excited and carried away with works and miracles and things on the outside. But that is not where the focus should be. The focus should be that your name be written there in heaven. Because everything will pass away. All those other the works will pass away. See, Jesus Christ is no more here in the flesh to do those works he did. Paul is no more here to do those works that he did. But one thing remains, is that their names are written in heaven. See, we should always have our sight on things that are eternal, not to be carried away with the moment. End time moves, great revelations. You know, works of, you know, miracles and demons, casting out demons and all these things pass away. So where you have prophecy, where you have works, all these things, they pass away. What remains is that your name is written in heaven, be found in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Before this, Jesus Christ said that he saw Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Satan falling down as lightning. How does Satan fall down as lightning? Praise God. He falls down as lightning. And you know, when you look at, you know, have you seen a falling star fall from the sky? As he falls, you suddenly don't see it anymore. The book of Revelation, the Bible says that Satan was bound and cast into a bottomless pit and chained. He was chained and cast into this bottomless pit. And the pit was locked up, meaning that Satan is no more. Praise God. Satan is no more. As the truth comes forth, it dissolves everything that is Satan, everything that is darkness, everything that is contrary to the truth is no more. Oh, hallelujah. When you still feel fear, when you feel sense of separation between you and God, when you still cannot say Abba Father, when the lips are still stammering and you cannot speak boldly as a son of God, all that is the work of the devil. That's Satan at work. Along with this sense of separation from God, this sense of two lives, life as a mortal and a God somewhere in the sky, as long as we live that kind of life, we're in tribulation, we're in hell. See, that is when the ground begins to yield thorns. That is when man begins to sweat for bread. That is when man is under the curse, because he loses all awareness of his part in God's glory. All that is the influence of Satan, the prince of this age. The work of the principal work of Satan is simply to darken your understanding, so that you lose all awareness of your part in that free flowing spirit of God. Praise God. He that is one with the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. If you ever feel that you're anything separate from number one spirit from the Lord, that is the work of the devil. See, but the truth comes to rip off that veil. The truth comes to restore that oneness. For the two shall be one. Not. The two shall not be two, but the two are one. There's no two. The two came in when Satan came in to put a division, a veil over the mind. See it? That is where the selfishness and all manner of ungodliness and wickedness started to reign. See, but when the truth goes forth, Satan falls like lightning. Every influence of Satan in our lives is no more. And in the lives of those who receive the witness of the truth, Satan is abolished forever, so that he is no more. Oh, praise God. The prince of death is no more. There's no such thing as Satan. And you reign and rule with Christ forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. These are the great promises that the Lord has for us. But we must receive this witness now. Witness from above. These two witnesses that are testifying concerning the truth, revealing to us from the depths of God things that have not come into the heart of men or into the understanding of men. We are hearing them in this hour so that we can live, apply ourselves to these things and live and escape the corruption that is in this world. Oh, praise God. I'm going to share next on the two witnesses in the book of Revelation. Let us see what the Lord has to say concerning the two witnesses in the book of Revelation. God bless you. Now will you turn to your Savior.
blossom as the lily.